News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Restrictions on funerals in a bid to tackle the coronavirus have made it extremely difficult for those mourning the loss of a loved one recently. Father Paddy Byrne is a priest, of course, based in Abbey Leaks and Raheen in County Leash. Father Paddy, I know you've conducted a number of funerals under these new restrictions. It's awful, isn't it? Because something we do quite well in this country is the whole ritual surrounding death and communities coming together and comforting people. And we're unable to do that at the moment.
Yes, and firstly, good morning, Shane, and good morning to all your listeners. And I suppose, you know, without delving into the practical side of the funerals that are taking place right across the country and continue to be restricted, I suppose personally, I'm conscious, you know, that nearly half of the colleagues I have in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin, and that's right across the country, priests are cocooning at the moment, many of them elderly, many of them active and thankfully healthy, but now seriously restricted. And it puts a huge responsibility on those of us who are out there with our sleeves rolled up to engage, but obviously to engage in a way, please God, that will sustain us and the people of God over the weeks and months ahead. You rightly say, Shane, at vulnerable moments like this, and listening to the minister just before you, defining this as a once in a century, thankfully, few months that we have to cope with. You know, we do so with the resilience and courageousness that many of us inform ourselves by the Spirit of God as well. And I think that's really important. So, for instance, a beautiful family that I've been ministering with here in rural Ireland, you know, their mum passed away last evening and the funeral will take place tomorrow under current restrictions. And it's different in different dioceses. But certainly the numbers, the huge outpouring that Irish people share in time of grief physically is not present. But to not to frighten your listeners, you know, that doesn't mean that there's huge love out there. And that doesn't mean that we are prohibited from sending messages. One of the positive things that I find in ministry at the moment, because physically our churches aren't open for business, that doesn't mean that the grace of the Spirit of God is available. So I'm using, and big time using, things like Facebook, things like Twitter. I'm ministering over the phone, where people simply turn up the phone to pray with them. In their anxiety, many people find that spirit of hope and those messages of encountering hope are really important. And I say to your listeners this morning, whilst I'm here to perhaps speak specifically about funerals, but I do say to everybody waking up today, and I think it's a really positive message, that we don't but have today. And I think one of the things, not that it's inflicted on us by any wish, but in these days where many are cocooned, most of us are prohibited from getting out to engage with the normal, you know, to be here, to be worrying today about what it's going to be like in the middle of April or the end of May, we can, very many of us, lose the gift that is today. And I think we but have today. And yeah, I think in
one,
that
one day at a time.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's a recipe for good mental health and for peace of mind, because many are struggling with that.
Okay. The issue about, I mean, you're kind of a frontline worker in this, because you're going out and meeting people.
Of course.
I presume you've been told or you've been advised against kind of shaking hands or hugging people.
Absolutely.
Are you doing that or are you very strict about that?
I am. It doesn't come natural to me. As most of us are, we're sociable human beings. But I do think, and as never before, as medical workers, as food distributors, as healthy people, we, please God, will sustain that. But never before has the call of the religious and ministers of the gospel been to roll up our sleeves, to be out there, to comfort, to console. That defines what we're about. And I think I feel very proud to be able to bring comfort and hope and at least solidarity to people. One thing we do here in Abbey Leaks. It's a fantastic community, like every community and town and village in the country. But I love to see it in the evening time, now that evenings are longer. We light actually a candle at our front window, obviously adhering to safety. And I think it shows that sense of solidarity,
yeah,
that the light of God is with us in the evening time, and that we're in this together.
It's a nice thing to do. what about the issue? I mean, do you hold somebody's hand? Is that an absolute no-no, or are there times where you say, look, you know what, I know the guidelines are there, but how do you make that call?
Well, I suppose that call is a call, an intuitive call. I think it's a call of empathy for me. As a professional, I'm called not just to serve today, but in a month's time. And I think if I need, and please God will be, here for the long haul, I just have to be very, very careful.
You do.
I'm very conscious of colleagues, chaplains around the country in hospitals. Part of our ministry is in our local hospital. And, you know, could I just, as so many of you, and rightly, hail and give thanks to God and ask Almighty God's blessing on every worker in the hospitals. Because that love and empathy, while people are prohibited from entering into a hospital for the normal visits, you know, they are, in our name, the face of love, the face of kindness and compassion, that are responding to the needs of the sick. And I think, just practically, I'm not a medic, but I do think it's very important for our peace of mind that so many who have been sick in recent days and weeks and down the road, you know, the vast, vast majority of people weather that storm in their own homes. And it is a call of active citizenship. I'm very conscious of young people here who are really doing a blinder, getting out, doing the shopping, leaving the shopping to neighbours, the cocoon, the elderly, the sick. And they're the practical things that make us and define us. And when we look back on this in a few months' time, we will be mightily proud of the wonderful place that we call home.
OK, well said, Father Paddy. Father Paddy Byrne there, priest based in County Leash. Thank you indeed for talking to us today.